Oh, right. Shit. This phone doesn't know about my car. I've got to hook that up because I'll go crazy. All right, so... home. Bluetooth audio. Connect. Remove. Yes. Okay, device removed. Got it. Okay. Go on. Add. Yep. That's me. Connected. Or... ooh, there are other Bluetooth devices around here I can try to connect to. I'm gonna go the same way I went last night and see if it sucks or not. Big phone's good. It's big. The big phone is big. I like the phone. It's a big phone. And yeah, it does exactly, it's doing exactly what I want it to do, in that it is a big phone. Seems like it is capable of... oh, wait. The portable player is not connected. Great. Awesome. This is going great. Now it says connected again. Man. Would it be a fucker if that just... like, hey, it stays connected to Bluetooth for like 4 seconds. Yeah, no, that's totally what it's doing. It's great. Like, it's dropping the Bluetooth connection. That's fucking weird. It's always something.
The Ark, Arcanelli, yeah, he came to London. I took him around and shit, and he was nice. I was gonna fuck him. No, I really was gonna fuck him. But I didn't. I went to fuck him, though. I wasn't even so...
yeah.
We're all going. We're running this light. It's going to be okay. Two cops just watched me do it. Well, I wonder what's up with that. Connect audio player from vehicle. Okay. Audio player from... Maybe if I change that from vehicle to device. Then that'll work differently. It's also not displaying any kind of, like, track information. Or anything like that on the screen. Like, what album this is from, artist name, and, like, none of that stuff is coming through. Control it from the steering wheel. Man. Yeah, like I have zero control. Boy, that's, that's a bad one.
I'm losing my edge. I'm losing my edge.
Well, I don't know. I'll when they get on the decks. Disconnect it and reconnect it when I get home, I guess. Fuck around with it a little bit and see if I can figure it out, but God, yeah, I wonder if it's a car firmware thing. I've been running iOS 10 for a while now on my other phone, and then that didn't make any meaningful changes. Yeah, no, it's not a secret that Bluetooth is garbage. That's well established. I wonder if it'll work better if I plug it in, because my other phone, and even like my iPod, would run fucked up if I connected it through the wired connection in the car. Like, it would just randomly disconnect as well. Yeah, I wish more cars were supporting the CarPlay stuff. That stuff sounds kind of neat. The Android car stuff sounds neat, too. But instead, every car manufacturer fucking puts the worst possible fucking technology package they can into their cars. UI is designed by fucking robots. This cable out of here while we're at the stoplight and very quickly plug it into this port on the car. iPod authorization failed, it says. What does that even mean? Cannot use accessory. Only one accessory can be used at a time. What the fuck's that even mean? Up as an iPod. Weird. Maybe if I turn off the Bluetooth. I don't know. Well, maybe Apple decides to actually make a car and the phone will work with it better.
torture, motherfucker. What?
Hey, Siri. Let's listen to some ska. That's...
With your ass cheeks spread out and shit.
Hey, Siri.
What a hanger on a...
Yes?
Let's listen to some ska. Seems to have done as it was asked. Thing is, if this is like something that requires a firmware update for the car, my understanding is that Lexus is fucking, and just about any car company, is fucking terrible at providing meaningful updates to their fucking car firmware. Thank you. just try turning off the Bluetooth here. And then turning it back on and seeing what happens. Probably jinxed it and now it's just never gonna connect ever again. Play some popular hip-hop music.
Another one, another one, another one.
We the best music.
Yep, that totally did it.
Major key. DJ Khaled.
That totally works now. Thank you for reminding me to try it.
I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours and it's... Cause I'm off of CC, and I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this dick ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that'll cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on na-na, yo. Pussy on agua, yo. Stomach on flat-flat, yo. Ass on what's that, and, yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I was never gonna chat, what we talking about? You the only one I know could fit it all in a... Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Is this sex so good I shouldn't have to fall for free?
Oh, wait.
Is it just me?
No, I can't skip tracks. Me? I still can't.
Is this sex so good I shouldn't have... For free. I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even
fucking
know you're
weird.
Free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You know what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you're in a hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real...
It's like now it's showing this is track two, and like it's acting like it. I mean, you know, obviously this is a playlist with multiple tracks in it, but yeah, I don't have... track control. That's fucking... weird.
Heaven.
No, I walk with the racks on me. Bad bitch.
No way, Maya.
Perfect.
Lost my soul, driving fast, lost control, off the road, jaw was broke, remember we always broke, remember I'm coming back, I'm taking off steady.
I got broads in the London, just to believe, pretty good.
The setting I changed it back to vehicle. That's like, it seems like that's like, you're telling the car where the connection request comes from, whether it's coming from the phone or coming from the vehicle. I switched it back to vehicle before disconnecting and reconnecting it. I'll keep fucking around with it, I guess. It sucks, though, because I would much rather have track control. If I had to choose, I would rather be able to skip tracks than be able to read what the tracks are. I wonder if that might have to do with it being plugged in as an iPod. Since I haven't plugged into the car. I'm not gonna fuck with this while I'm driving anymore, because that's... Too distracting. They said they want their way. What they want, then. They said they want their way. What they want, then. Tell what coach is at. You better be ready so you can ride. playing Garth Brooks on the Garth Channel. Maybe Garth is his own friend and his own hero.
I couldn't understand.
You're from Cincinnati.
And we talk country in Cincinnati. Okay. But they're on a whole nother level down here. So one of our DJs is from here. He used to have to translate for me. But I understood everything he was saying, even the hirsch. Yeah, I understood it. That's why I chuckled.
I
chuckled. All right. Yeah, that was just
that was cute.
Yeah. So, congratulations to Lauren London and Nipsey Hussle. Lauren gave birth to a healthy baby boy last week. Her second son and Nipsey's first. Nipsey also has a daughter, so they have a nice blended family now.
Congratulations to the homie Nipsey Hussle, the homegirl Lauren London.
Interesting fact, her first son with Wayne, his birthday was last Saturday, and then she had the baby last week, so they're like birthday twins. I don't think it was the same day.
Hang out in the happy hour. He's about to be here all the time. He has no idea, even on Soul Food Thursdays and Fridays.
Come on, because I got a Mac recipe for you, like...
What?
Baby. Because I know you burn in the kitchen. You know I burn in the kitchen. Yes. I get hungry just watching.
Any of my ringers over. But I'll get that back when I sing after I get home, I guess.
That his mother has no idea how to download music. In fact, she recently tweeted,
which led to us winning the Remuda Award this year for the most consistent pin and bucket stock. Folks, this long-range planning committee outside the arena has developed tools for financial forecasting and led the board's discussion examining the overall campus footprint. Ian and my Terry reside on a ranch outside of Pendleton. That's Dave O'Neill tipping his hat to you right now. Dave, you're the man.
So there they ride away. Dave O'Neill, Carl Cullen, and Doug Doyle, three guys who are all very, very much involved in the penalty community outside of their responsibilities with the penalty roundup. All three of them got to be good friends over the last 20-plus years that I've lived in Pendleton. And they serve eight-year terms on the roundup board, and it's just it's a massive undertaking to put this thing together.
Oh, yeah, massive.
It's definitely a full-time job, and you have to admire them.
And it is the Bears 31, the Owls 10. That game now on SiriusXM College Sports Nation Channel 84. Also in the second quarter, Texas San Antonio leading Arizona State 14-6. Coach Rex Ryan of the 0-2 Buffalo Bills insists it was his call to fire offensive coordinator Greg Roman. But SiriusXM NFL Radio's Vic Carucci says the Bills owners have not been thrilled since last year with Roman's play calling. I'm Ron Flack.
If it's happening in sports, it's happening on SiriusXM.
Yes, we're back. In our second hour, it's been a great...
She was 98, she was hit by a bus. There's options.
See glimpses of gut like... And a fat dude got the skinny dude on the floor, and he bent over, you can see his behind crack. You ever see like two old dudes fight, and after the fight there be change on the floor? Somebody picks nasal inhalers over there, a Johnny Mathis tape right here, a pink rabbit's foot over my tire. They both got on old alligator shoes, and you can see the foot knuckle print on the side. And the heel is ran down.
Comedy Central Radio. Ooh. Hours and hours of stand-up comedy from Comedy Central's massive library.
For you right here, it's awesome.
Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Hello, I'm Ali Sneak People, and for the next hour, I'll be taking over Comedy Central to drive home. I'll be listening to some of my favorite comics. Plus, the best thing is my album, Damaged Goods, is out today. Y'all can get that. Make sure you go get that. And you can also check out my Comedy Central Half Hour special on Comedy Central tonight at midnight. If you can't wait, if you absolutely can't wait to see me, which I hope that is the case, go to the Comedy Central app and make sure you check it out there. Damaged Goods, man, that is my new album, and I love it, and I hope that y'all love it. And these are some comics that I know, if they would hear it, they would have loved it, because they're some of my favorites. First comic I'm going to get into is my man, R.I.P., one of my favorite comics. And I'm going to give you a story about this right before I go into him. I had an opportunity, which I will never do again on any level. It was an ice storm in Houston, and Patrice, I had opened up for him the first time he came, and he requested me to open up for him again. It was an ice storm, and maybe about 275 car accidents happened in Houston that night. So I didn't risk going to the comedy club to host and feature for him. And then I missed the whole weekend, hadn't seen him in a while, and then he passed away. So that taught me time is of the serious essence. So all my friends who want me to do anything with them, I'm like in a rush to do it. I just want to do it fast. It's like I'm living my whole life fast, like a Corvette, just in case I die. We getting into it right now, my man.
Okay.
To be fair to women, God has been very cruel to you. Being a woman as a creature, I think it's just unfair. I wouldn't want to be a woman. It's just, I mean, like your period, like I look at that and see what my woman go through every month. Like if my nose bled every month, I think I would kill myself. I would be like, oh my God. Like stick something in your nose with a string hanging out. Kind of take that out, whatever, 7 seconds or whatever. And 5 days before your nose bleed. You know it's gonna bleed, but you don't know when. So you just sitting there like, when is my nose? Found a pair of chivas. Welcome to the bottom. But you always lose your expensive sunglasses and the cases that cassette tapes come in. I know when I bought them, every cassette that I had a case. Now I got 500 tapes, 3 cases. And whoever's stealing my good sunglasses and my cassette cases is leaving me keys. Because I've got keys. I've got keys to cram I've never owned. You put all my keys together, I could be a high school janitor tonight.
Sunday Night Football, when the Vikings host the Packers at 8 Eastern. The Minnesota call us on Sirius 81 XM 225. The Green Bay call us on Sirius 83 XM 226. And the national feed and live post-game coverage is on Sirius XM NFL Radio Channel 88. Or listen on your phone when you get out of the car with the Sirius XM app.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get them?
And just pointed at my parents. You should have let me study abroad.
I don't like winter. Last week was awful. It's weird how quickly your perception can change. It was 10 days ago, it was 40 degrees, and I wanted to move. And then it was negative 30. And now it's 40 degrees, I'm like, fucking, I don't even need a jacket. In a week. Well, I shouldn't have packed up my shorts. It is a fucking balmy 40. Let's get out there and have some fun. Who needs a jacket? It's only fucking fun.
Most entertaining human being that ever lived.
Yeah. We can never do this on terrestrial radio. You just couldn't.
Howard, this is literally if I die later today, I can die a happy man.
These guys are here because they're fans of yours, Howard. Your breasts are on full display. I thank you for that.
The world of Howard Stern. Howard 100, Howard 101.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system.
The entrepreneur's phone system, or at home. Great.
Grasshopper helps grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it.
Guess what's stopping go?
Tell me.
Christopher Street. The gay.
But come on, how about your Puerto Rican, man? You should have a knife on you at all times.
Exactly, exactly.
Mannequin.
That's like the same shit, though.
Yeah, same shit.
Yeah, right? Yeah. All right, Miguel.
Hey, but Kathy, what happened? So he gonna... Who are you gonna marry?
If you could only marry, if you found out you had to marry one person, or the Nazis were gonna come and kill your mom, would you marry D-Bag or Mike Pichetti, or the Nazis kill your mom?
Do I have to fuck the other one?
I'm asking you, are you gonna marry D-Bag or Mike Pichetti, or the Nazis?
No, because that changes a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Which one? So which is worse, the Nazis killing your mom or having to fuck D-Bag?
Him to just have a higher profile and add him to, I think he wants to create more of a squad. And I think although Michelle's a...
To having you back when this channel returns to the air. Scheduled to be off the air if...
Who did you manage your fear? Fear of how your life would be after, fear of...
meditating, but even if there's
issues with insurers backing out of state,
so suspicious, the team unloads a number of the box
to contemplate, isn't it?
Luke Dobbs.
Two horrifying weeks.
On Sunday, on 9/11, she collapsed on video. People looked at her as frail and elderly. Everybody was talking.
Yes, collapsed.
Police.
Collapsed, Fox News. North Carolina. That's exactly.
A woman wanted after her mother's corpse was found in a freezer, sold at a yard sale.
Call us on Sirius 81 XM 225. The Green Bay, call us on Sirius 83 XM 220.
So that the person who moved out can't come back later.
And applications. And if he gives his...
Both the Burmese leader and President Obama say they would like to see some changes there. So that's... The
impression was, having driven that thing, it was much less...
You see the things that we're doing on the show. I don't think it's necessary to sort of analytically break down political issues or social issues to necessarily address those issues. There's a lot of things that people will take...
difficult to see that, and you know, the only question is whether the Russians conclude.
it
was pretty unentertaining in that regard. Certainly we had issues, but we dealt with them immediately. And when
right before I start taking some calls, this is the question that I want to pose to everybody. I normally do this closing statement at the end of the night, but I felt probably at 11 o'clock, the top of 11 o'clock hour, it was good to reflect on the stuff that we talked about over the first 2 hours. Do you see this? Does the American people see this? Do the people that I'm talking to that are driving down the road right now in their big trucks, their big rigs with their family, if you're sitting there listening on Sirius XM, Patriot Channel on the app on your phone, or whether you got a phone in your house, do you see this, or are you just outraged? Because you have to stop just being outraged. If that's what you're seeing by these NFL players taking a knee, and you get outraged and you say, I'm going to boycott the NFL, which I believe that we should boycott the NFL, but are you just getting enraged? Or are you seeing the reality of what's going on? You have to take a step out of emotion. If you don't take that step out of emotion, all you are is a sheep. You have to be the sheepdog.
Whoa.
You have to take a step back and scan your horizons and scan what's going on. Look at the enemy, size them up, see what their tactics are. Investigate those tactics, and if you're liberal, you really should be in on this. You really should be looking at this, because the fact is, before you call up here tonight and get mad at me if you're liberal, the fact is, you are the one being snowed the most, and you, liberals, should be seriously questioning this stuff. Question everything that they say. As soon as you find out that one of your candidates or people you support has lied, you then have to start questioning what they say and what they do. When an activist says that we're being oppressed in a country that gives you the freedom to be whatever you want to be, you should start questioning, are they oppressed, or did they suffer a prejudice from a specific person? Or is there a larger part of this problem, like the degradation and the downfall of the inner city, that has nothing to do with racism and everything to do with poverty and people giving up in life and dealing drugs so they can get money, having babies out of wedlock with no family structure, depending on law enforcement to protect them, but when somebody does something absolutely criminal and assaults a cop with a knife or a car or pulls out a gun, or and the cops respond to that and they get killed, all of a sudden the cops are the enemy. But yet if they get mugged, they get furious because there's not more cops there. So that's the question I pose to the American public is, do you see this, or are you just angry? Gotta stop being angry. When you're emotional, it's easy to be controlled by these people.
Define these people.
So let's go ahead and we'll take some calls. Let's go to David in Sarasota. Go ahead. Go ahead, David.
Hey, bud. How you doing, my brother?
What's up, buddy?
Uh,
As far as, first of all, Kaepernick, since you brought it up, you would know more than anyone. Doesn't it really deep down start with some leadership? And when I say leadership, I'm saying, you know, where's the spine of a couple good guys on that team to take him aside and say, look, you are not going to pull us all in and humiliate us, humiliate this organization. You're not going to do it because we're not going to allow you. We're not, you know, I mean, it's a lack of leadership there.
You, David, as always,
somebody needs to step up.
As always, you're hitting the nail right on the head, because why are 70,000 people still showing up for this? Or however many people that stadium holds, I know it's normally somewhere around 50, 70,000 people. Why are they showing up for the game? Why aren't season ticket holders throwing their tickets away? Because if this guy's doing this and the press is only focusing on this, and he continues to come out there and there's really no backing for what he's saying, there's no solution that he's putting up, the people in that audience who are being... that their ability to unify is being degraded. They should themselves.
Their ability to unify is being degraded.
Any of these big money players that play for one of these teams could simply say, I'm not going out on that field unless the coach and the administration of this team makes that guy get up, because I'm not going to stand for this.
That's a private company,
the 49ers. The NFL is a private organization made up of different owners of different private teams.
Oh, man.
And some guy tried to come on and debate me on Facebook saying that I think it was Green Bay is owned by the public. But either way, it's a company. It used to be a non, I don't know how NFL was a nonprofit, but they're not held to a standard.
But doesn't that, once again, just go right back to the word, leadership?
Yeah.
Knowing so much is on the line, and people calling for, you know, boycotting and all this. Where are a couple of spines to stand up and pull this young man aside and put him in his place and just not allow him to do it? Because you do know, we both know that
fear of fear, which we experience, and that's race. And these people continually fall for it.
Every day.
Okay, how long? I haven't showered since last night. And
that's not bad. Did you work out?
What did you know?
That's really not bad.
I'm just sweating.
Defeat, a wave of bad breaks, a wave of more of the same. No, things have shifted. It's a wave of increase, a wave of favor, a wave of...
We see that really in the Garden of Eden, as Scott.
You're at Traffic and Weather, then on Sirius XM. First Traffic and Weather.
First traffic time, be left.
8 a.m. to 12 noon Eastern on Eminem Shade 45.
Channel 45.
He's on BYU Radio. I'm Sam.
Switch back to the phone, see if... Oh man, I think the phone continues to... Yeah, so it just... The phone has been playing this entire time. Normally it'll stop when I go away from it. That sucks. That so you can get to work. Well, now, here we are out on the road. Me thinking about that stupid football shit. Like, who cares? Well, I mean, the guy obviously feels like he's got a point to make, and he's looking to make it. It's his right as an American, right? The notion that everyone must stand up and salute like that's... idea that he should be forced to salute, you know, forced to do the thing for America, seems like the opposite of American, right? How do you lose sight of that? How do you blindly just go like, if you happen to disagree with his points about why he's doing what he's doing, that's fine. You want to boycott football or, you know, whatever, because you think that that's something that is getting out on the airwaves and that's something you don't think should be out there, or whatever, you know, like, for maybe, if that's your fucking thing, like, oh, all right, I get it. Hey, I don't know that I agree with that either, but okay, yeah, that's sure. That's a stance one could take. But the idea that, like, it should be done simply because that's what you're supposed to do and that's what people do and you must do it, like, that's fucking wild. I remember when we had to do the Pledge of Allegiance when I was in elementary school. Which I did not know until relatively recently that the original Pledge of Allegiance did not have "under God" in it, that they added that later. Real separation of church and state there. Anyway, but because of that, because "under God" was in there, the people who were not... people in the class who were not Christians, or not, you know, religious, you know, whatever religion they were, I don't know. I think the thing is that they would stand but not put their hand on their hearts, whereas we would put our hands on our hearts and recite the pledge, which is a fucking insane concept, right? I mean, our kids were gonna teach you all to stand up and pray at the flag. Like, what? Like, don't get me wrong, I think this country's pretty fucking good. I like living here. There are very few other countries I would consider living in. And I think that it's not perfect, but it's A-okay. But the idea that you would do like that always just seemed crazy to me. Even when I was doing it then in elementary school, it's like this doesn't. Why do people do this? This is crazy. But I guess that just gets back to, like, a lot of that shit, right? I mean, like, people going like, oh, this politician didn't wear a American flag lapel pin, and, well, we just don't know if they're American enough. Like, fucking fuck off. What the fucking fuck? That's where you're gonna make your fucking stand? that's the thing where you're going to be like, hey, wait a minute. Come on. Hate the flag. I think we got a pretty cool flag, all things considered. I assume at some point they're going to stop showing that dude kneeling during the anthem on TV, if they ever did, right? I mean, at some point, the people that are most susceptible to that type of boycott shit are, like, the television networks. You get a bunch of people organized, and they say, hey, we're not going to watch TV anymore. They get real fucking scared. They're like, wait, we're already losing. Oh, shit. All right, don't call attention to it. Advertisers will pull out. Whatever. It's a weird world. People get hung up on ridiculous shit. All right. I'm going to go. Everybody have a good weekend. And, yeah. I will see you Tuesday.